USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Barr versus Mueller. The Attorney General has some choice words for the former special counsel, William Barr, during a sit-down interview with CBS News, saying of Robert Mueller,
he could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity, but he had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained, and I'm not going to, you know, argue about those reasons.
I think he is a total conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, President Trump speaking to reporters about this very topic before heading off to Colorado to speak at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation. Here's the president.
No, Russia did not help me get elected. You know who got me elected? You know who got me elected? I got me elected. Russia didn't help me at all.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You could have chosen any school, any career you wanted, but you chose a harder path and a higher calling to protect and defend the United States of America.
President Trump, the commencement speaker at the U.S. Air Force Academy, shaking hands with all 989 graduates.
You are the ones who will invent and define the next generation of air warfare, and you are the ones who will secure American victory all the time. Victory.
In other news, if you fly, this next story will be of interest to you. The CEO of Boeing says he would fly his family on a 737 MAX 8 jet after testing new software after two deadly crashes. Dennis Muhlenberg telling CBS News he would put his family on the plane without hesitation. This model grounded after 346 people killed in those two accidents back in March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A man who set himself on fire near the White House has died. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The 33-year-old man lit himself on fire on the White House ellipse a little before 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday and died on Wednesday evening at a D.C. hospital, according to the National Park Service. The service identifying the man as Arnav Gupta. He resided in Bethesda, Maryland, not far from the district. D.C. police are investigating to try to learn why Gupta set himself on fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump receiving praise for how he's dealing with Iran. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says naval mines, almost certainly from Iran, were to blame for oil tanker damage earlier this month out of the Gulf of Oman. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on how the president is handling Iran.
Letting Iran and other countries know that we won't be trifled with, but at the same time saying that we're open to diplomacy. There are talks of other countries actually beginning diplomatic talks with Iran, and the president hasn't said he won't talk to Iran. I think that's a good thing.
Paul was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Turning now to the economy, a look at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 43 points to close at 25,169, the NASDAQ up 20 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 6 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.